Blog Talk Radio. My tears, my fears. enough cops to make ends survive. What you know about the lights being off, the gas being off, and no food to eat? What you know about Goodwill clothes, while your friends dress fly in junior high? What you know about grandma's words when she said, one day, boy, you gon' shine? No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Underwear, you have the sexy queen just to say, the way you make Encounters today. I don't want to get into it, but I hate stupid motherfuckers. Watching TV made it even worse. I'm looking at the political situation, the financial situation, and I just keep saying to myself, how do these motherfuckers survive? Dumb ass people. You guys call in. I need to hear what you got to say live. It was just ticking me off today. I'm speechless pretty much. You know, looking at these people, I could just joke them. You know, I remember when I was at my job, there used to be people walking around my job, and I just try to ignore them. But every now and then you come face to face with them. And I just keep saying to myself, if I seen you outside this place, I'd have my fucking hands around your neck. Yeah. Fuck them pills, man. I ain't doing no pills. I need my kidneys. Yeah, I need my kidneys. I can't do that shit. But I was was also at the gas station. I was filling up. And some fucker walked away from his car. Now, I don't know who's stupid or who is at fault today. But the car next to me, the gas was just shooting out of this tank. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck, you know, this guy had hooked up the gas, put the nozzle into his tank, and walks the fuck away. And there's gas spouting out. My car's next to it, and I'm like, what the hell is he thinking? He just goes inside like it's nothing. And so I went inside, and I said, hey, man, the gas is shooting out your car, man. You need to get out there. And he turns to the clerk behind the counter, and the clerk tells him it's going to be $102 for the gas. And he had like I think it was a Lexus. And the guy was telling him, he said, hey, it's $102 for the gas. He said, yeah, no, man. I'm not paying for the gas on the ground. I'm paying for the gas in my tank. And I just kept saying, wow, who's the dumbass here? This is something that make me, that would have made me scream. I don't know how they resolved that situation. So I felt it was going to be like one of those sticky things where the police come, and me and police don't really mix. I got a lot of stuff to say to them. Even though my brother's a cop, I got two brothers that are in law enforcement, and I got cousins that are in law enforcement, which I'll call them assholes because they knew how we grew up, how the police used to harass us. But I just couldn't understand why they would go into law enforcement. But if the cops came, I knew I'd have to say something. But I wonder how they resolved that shit. I want to go by the gas station and see if they got up all that gas. That was just a waste. But I just seen some other stupid stuff today, and it just kind of ticked me off. Yeah, don't they make you sick? Cops, lawyers. Oh, lawyers are assholes, too. I got a case in litigation, and another... some new information popped up. So my attorney doesn't want to take that part, doesn't want to go ahead and add to it. He wants more money. And I kept saying to myself, man, I already gave you $5,000, man, and we still ain't been in court, and it's going on 2 years. What the hell? 2 years, man, almost 2 years, man. Lawyers. I call another attorney, and this guy wants $400 just for me sitting down with him. $400 so he can tell me, no, he's not going to take my case. Man, shut up. I don't need that kind of shit. But I keep thinking about the workplace. When you work with stupid people, it's hard to go ahead and deal with them 5 days a week, 40 hours a week. It's hard to, because at some point, you're going to have to confront them. And if it's a stupid person at your job, it's just really, it's hard to avoid them. Yeah, I know. I call the judges, yeah, Bob, I call the judge's secretary or the girl who fixes a zipper or whatever you want to call her. And they told me that my case was still in the stack on his desk. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, that's economic stimulus. Shouldn't you go ahead and be doing some overtime and go ahead and resolving some of these cases? They should never go home. Yeah, y'all kiss my ass, too. Call in, please. The number is, what the hell is the number again? I keep forgetting the number. Oh, yeah, the number. Guess I'm not really good at that. Let's try this, see if this number works. Bob, you're here. You must have been kicked out of almost every show on Blog Talk tonight. We'll say that's a shame, but no, it's not. They just can't deal with you. I say, fuck them. Come to my house. Black Achievement, how you doing? Black Achievement, one of you guys call in. I just need to hear what you got against the great President George Bush. Oh, wow. Where do I start with that one? If he was working on my job, I think I'd punch him in his mouth. Yeah, you know, just some morons, man. I just can't stand stupidity. And watching the television, I tried to stay out of the house because I'll sit in the house and I'll try to do some paperwork or beg for funds for my business. But I got to turn the TV on, and I have to go ahead and see the news because I see what these morons are doing daily. And these people, they make me want to scream. I want to choke them so bad. That's one reason I keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. I can't understand how politicians are still getting paid and people are losing their jobs. Their pay should stop also. I mean, like, if I ain't getting a paycheck, that means I ain't paying no taxes, so you shouldn't be getting paid. I don't understand how their pay continues. I'm not feeling it. That's, again, some more stupid people. I think I may fall in that category because I voted for some of these idiots. We should just let them all go. And I feel that back to my workplace, when is violence really acceptable and okay in the workplace? Do you do it behind closed doors? Do you punch that guy in the face? Or, you know, you catch him in the bathroom and dump his head, just dunk his head in the toilet? Which I've done that one once before. Guy owed me money at the job. And I had to catch him. I had to give him that message, hey, you owe me bucks, man. You've been owing me this $900 for almost a year, and you've been avoiding me. And I was cool about it, but I couldn't be cool about it that day. Needless to say, he paid me the next payday. I figured that's all it needed was me to kick your ass right quick, man. You should have paid me a long time ago. We didn't have to do that. We were buddies at one time. But sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you got to get your message across. You got to let them know, you know, yeah, you can't keep walking on me. And I don't believe in this. I don't believe in this totally, this whole court thing, because they want to keep playing around with you. A lot of times street justice works. Got my money back. The guy didn't come back to work until payday. So, which was better? Oh, that's life. Shit, that's how I grew up. That's not cold at all. That's not cold at all. What was real messed up was my buddy's house got raided today. So, that's going to set me back a while. Set me back a whole bit. Just a lot. Set me back a lot. So, but yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to go ahead and do those things. I mean, street justice works a lot of times. And I was watching TV, and I see this lady who's got 6 kids already, and then she's got another 8. I feel 2 ways about that. One is that procedure she went through, that cost a lot of money. Where did she get all that cash from? And she got 6 kids already. Yeah, the oregano spot. Yeah, she got 6 kids, and then she went and got. Yeah, I let it go, man. I let it go, man. It's just a time to reflect. All of the stupid stuff out there. It's always stupid stuff daily. I don't really have a set format. It's just I just saw a lot of stupid stuff, and they just don't know where to begin. They can go on forever. But it's just stupid people out there. These stupid people are in the way. I went to the store, and the ice is melting. The snow is melting everywhere, so the ice is flying right off the buildings and stuff. And so this one lady saw it falling, and she just walks right into it. Now, this is stupid. It didn't hurt her, but she fell on the ground pretending that she was all hurt and stuff. And I'm standing there saying, okay, this is not a real good time. This is not a real good time to be going ahead and trying to get a lawsuit or anything. Maybe it is. But I don't know. I don't think I could have took all that ice, because this is like ice, bricks, and rocks. They're about the same. They feel the same coming from that distance. They hurt. There's no way. There was no way I'd stand under them rocks. Mm-mm. What does that mean, black achievement? Break that down for me. Be thy lender nor borrower. I'm a little stupid right now, so I won't say that. My head's in the clouds in a sense, because it was, like I said, my buddy's house got raided, so. Yeah, my buddy's house got raided. That's going to set me back, so I got to figure out what I got to do now. Yeah, I got to figure out what to do now since that threw me off. Because usually, after I visit my buddy's place, I can concentrate and see the world from a different perspective. It's a much livelier place. A lot of things don't bother me. Wow. Mm. Can't deal with it. Bob, how many rooms you been banned from today? Or they just kept you on a permanent ban list? I was looking at this little speech that Barack Obama gave, and I kind of feel the way he do. You know, the problems here, financially, economically, all these Republican cats, they had a lot to do with it. And I drove by the unemployment office on the way. It's on the way to the store. And wow, man, it was a line. There was a long, long line outside in the cold. There's a lot of people, a lot of work. They keep saying it, giving these numbers. But when you start seeing it, okay. Thanks, Black Achievement. But when you start seeing these, you know, start seeing it, it's actually putting your faith that people are out of work. It's kind of scary. Kind of scary. And I know that I had an assignment when I was going to school on the West Coast. The VA was also paying for my college. And the VA was paying for my college, and they gave me it's like a work study thing. And and they gave me an assignment to work in the unemployment office. And I know that some of these people that work in the unemployment office really don't care. They have their jobs. They could care less what's going on with you in your personal life. And I feel that these people are going to be even more frustrated going to the unemployment office. Because the unemployment office is, they're the same every place. And this was when I was in California. I know they're the same every place. These people, they're messing around, they're screwing around, they're laughing, they're joking. But this is a serious time. The recession is really getting to me because it's hurting my business. I mean, I'm glad my job fired me a couple of years ago. I'm so happy about that. You cannot imagine. I just can't go ahead and let you know the level where I'm at, because I'm so happy not to go ahead and go in there and deal with that stuff. I just want to go ahead and continue with my lawsuit against them and live even better. But I want to help people once I go ahead and I get that, my bank account stacked high. People got to quit relying on some of these morons. For real. Call in number is 347 215-7125. Feel free, call in, get some things off your chest, and tell me why you hate stupid people and why you just can't choke stupid people. It should be a law that you'd be able to just choke a dumb so-and-so. Bob, you're a loan of a couple of thousand. Psh, I wouldn't lend it to you. I'd just give it to you at that point. I'd be too happy, and I wouldn't need to go to my boy's spot to get raided. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, you are good for it. Black achievement. Why do you guys call in? Because y'all got good words. Black achievement, I really enjoy your show. A lot of words of wisdom on your show. Sometimes I sneak in as a guest. Just to go ahead and hear what you got to say. I liked all that positive stuff. I love it. I really love it. A lot of us need a lot of encouragement out here. I just wished I can go ahead and organize some people to go ahead and pay attention to me, because most people, a lot of people that I know here, love to hang out with me and party with me. Crack jokes and things. Okay. Guess who I have on the line here? It's Bob.
Oh, snap.
Who's that? Red King?
Nah, it's Bob.
Okay. Wave your hand. Let me see who it is.
It's Bob. It's Bob. See me? I'm looking at the screen.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, louder.
Oh, you wise guy, you.
Ah, man, just pulling your name, man. Just
how's it going, man? Yeah, you hear that they got a new option now.
What's the new option?
I just called in. I don't know. I just called in for the first time in a long time, so maybe it's not that.
Oh, yeah,
new.
Yeah, you got to press one.
Yeah, you got to press one now.
Yeah, you got to press one. So I wonder,
does it come up on a... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your father's wife is a lawyer?
Yeah, she is. She really is.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Do you feel she's ripping people? What kind of lawyer is she?
Well, I don't know what kind of lawyer. I know she's a professor now. She teaches law. But I don't know. I think she was a defense attorney, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I could be wrong. We don't really get along too well, so.
Ah, that's okay. It's cool. I didn't get along with my father. So
me and my father have an excellent relationship, though. So.
We don't. Yeah. But you need to go ahead and go to Google and see some of those defense lawyers getting punched in the mouth.
Getting what?
Getting punched in the mouth, man. You ever seen that?
No, man. That's terrible. Oh, man, it's awful.
Some of those defense lawyers are getting pop. Once the judge go ahead and send some, they turn around and hit their lawyers or they jump on them and stuff.
Some of them deserve it, though, I guess.
Yeah, some of them do. Some of them do. You know, this attorney I got, man, every time I call him, he's always out of town.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Trying to figure out how the hell are you working on my case if you're in the mountains of Tennessee?
Well, I don't know. Did you get a good deal?
No, we haven't gone to court yet.
No, but I mean, did you get a good rate? Are they charging you a good deal, or?
It was $5,000, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're not getting what you paid for.
He's one of the stupid ones I want to choke.
Yeah, some people deserve it. You know, some people need to get choked. A lot of times, you know what it is? I know this is... Well, maybe this isn't a lighthearted subject, but in a lot of cases, you're absolutely correct. Some people, they have this warped sense of entitlement because they've never had their ass kicked before. And it's a different culture coming from people who've never had their ass kicked, even as little kids or whenever. You know, they have this different type of reality where repercussions are affordable. And everything in this world costs, right? You know? And sometimes the price is getting your ass kicked, and they've never had it done to them, so they don't realize how expensive it really is, you know? No, this is true. This is not a joking matter. This is very serious. This is an epidemic.
It is. You know what? This is why I said that we and my father get along. My father wasn't really in my life. So my mother taught me how to box. My mom taught me how to box. And she noticed her little boy was getting his ass kicked on a regular basis. So she said, hey, I'm going to teach you some things. Then she sent me to, like, you know, karate school, martial arts school. And those ass kickings stopped.
Oh, yeah.
They stopped immediately. I learned how to duck, dodge, kick, flip, and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but some of these guys, man, some of these people that never have had that experience.
Never.
Never. They some of them need it. And once they get it, you know, everything changes, man. They see world from it differently.
You know what it's like?
What is
it? It's like, you know, those people, they've been poor their whole life, and then they finally get some money, and they go ape shit, and they start buying everything they see, and they just buy, and they have no concept of the value of a dollar, and they just buy. Then they go broke, and then they're depressed, like, oh, my God, I blew all my money. It's the same thing. Some people, they've never had their ass kicked. And they think they can afford all of these ass whoopings. They think they could afford it, and they just tally it up, and finally they get their ass beat. And now all of a sudden they learn their lesson. They say, okay, I got it now. I can't afford that. I was living beyond my means. It's terrible, but it's so right. That's why I love the universe. That's why I believe in God, because the universe has a funny way of working everything out.
Really?
I mean, there's a cause and effect for everything. There has to be a design. I mean, it can't be coincidence. You always get what's coming to you. Somehow, some way, you get it.
I agree with you to a point. Up until that God part. I don't believe in God.
Well, you might not. But it's okay.
I might not?
I don't know. I believe every living creature understands something greater than them that organizes everything. Even if they don't call it God, or if they don't say it's God, or if they don't believe in the Judeo-Christian God or theory of God, which I don't. But I think there's definitely something that made everything. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's more logical that there's something that made everything. I think it's pretty logical. I don't know. What do you think? You think it's just all a coincidence?
I think that what made me was that vodka my mom and dad had, and they was in the backseat of the car probably, you know, because...
Yeah, but come on. Everything you ever see the design of everything on the in the world, or in the cosmos, in the universe?
No.
Me neither. It's pretty interesting, it would seem like, right? I mean, come on, man. That's got to be pretty. That's pretty fantastic.
Bob, what do you do? Okay, you have a job, I assume, or you go to school. Okay, so you got people at your job that you just walk by every day, and you'd be like, hey, "This guy's a moron."
Yeah. Walks of life. I you date stupid women. You work with stupid people. You have stupid friends. You go to stores and buy things from stupid people. I mean, it doesn't discriminate. I was actually, it's so weird that you're having this conversation, that you're actually talking about this, because I was at a chicken restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it wasn't a hole in the wall. It's a nice, you know, it's not a fancy restaurant. It's fast food, but it was a nicer fast food establishment, you know?
Okay.
And they just opened. Food was terrible. And I'm eating my food, and these three young Spanish girls, they were probably about 18, 17, high school kids. So this brother, they were applying for a job, and they were doing the interview process right there, you know, right in where everybody was eating. The manager was there. So this brother, the guy that actually took my order, older guy, probably in his 30s, older than me, probably in his 30s, comes out to talk to the girls or whatever, because apparently, I guess, they got the job. And so he's talking to them, and he's explaining to them what they're going to be doing. Long story short, he's telling the girls, all right, now, let's say if you're working at the register and someone asks you for a chicken sandwich, there's a button that says chicken sandwich. So what you do is you press that button.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me.
Who's me?
Malika.
Hi, Malika.
Hi.
Malika.
Hi, continue the story.
All right, right. So he pushes the button, right? He says he pushed the button if it's a chicken sandwich. So I'm quite cracking up, right? So then he goes, but sometimes they want cheese on it, sometimes they want sauce on it. So you have to ask them. Now, if they say they want cheese, you have to push the cheese button. And I'm sitting there like, is he kidding? Is he really explaining to them how to push buttons on a register that has the names on it? Like, how stupid could you be? And the girls are looking at him, dumbfounded, like bobbleheads. Like, oh, wow, yeah, oh, that's interesting. I would have never figured that out before. So I don't think it really discriminates age or gender or race or occupation. It's just the way of the world. And I think that's attributed to God, too.
You know, let me tell you something, Bob, about the hamburger stuff. I worked, okay, I'm a chef. And McDonald's.
It's like a little bit above your head, though, because this is a really classy chicken place called Cluck You Chicken. So I don't know if I don't know if that's as sophisticated, you know.
I worked McDonald's has a place they call, you know, this is like the base here in Chicago in Oak Brook, nice area, beautiful area, where they have what they call Hamburger University, where all them people from that works at every McDonald's comes here to study. I mean, you got people from Singapore and Europe and Australia and Africa, wherever they have a McDonald's, a lot of times they send the managers over here to study. You know, they have that same, the same thing you were just talking about with the buttons over there. And what we were doing was, the Hyatt Corporation hired, they hired me. And we didn't do it under the McDonald's menu. We had all gourmet foods. I mean, everybody had a nice station. And we would go ahead and listen to these people as they walked through the line on the same thing that you just said. And these
But, people, I mean, isn't that a little, does that make you feel a little uncomfortable? Like, come on, I'm not retarded. I can figure out, it's idiot-proof.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. You know, why can't you choke stupid people, man? You know, these stupid. Who else I got online? 301? Who's that?
It's B.A. How's it going, Chef?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
How do you feel about choking two stupid people? Should it be, you know.
Should it be what?
Should it be acceptable?
Can't go around choking people, man.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't want to choke them, but when you have to work for stupid people, that's the thing that gets me. When you have to work for them, you know. You know, you trying to you know, with this idiotic recession going on, everybody think a job is, you know, is even more precious than it was yesterday. But truth of the matter is, a job has always been the black man's gripe, you know. The black man, it's my opinion, the black man's struggle in this country has always been the job, you know, and trying to get beyond, to transcend the job, where you ain't got to rely on other people for a livelihood, you know, because you know, you lose one job, you know, ain't no telling when you gonna get another job at that same level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why the recession, when you see people in the unemployment line, you know, you gotta say, okay, unemployment, you know, I don't know where you're from, you know, but in New Jersey, unemployment, you know, they cap it, you know. If you're making, you know, $50,000 a year, you're not gonna be drawing $50,000 a year in unemployment.
No.
You know, they give it a you know, a cap. So, I mean, you still got to get back on your feet. And like I said, the bills don't draw down to meet, you know, what you bring it in.
No, they don't.
You know, so it's always a struggle as to, you know, how you make what they say a dollar out of 15 cents.
Yeah.
And like I said, with the recession, you know, we trying to be recession proof. You know, I'm trying to increase your retirement, trying to increase your 401k and your IRAs and all that. But man, lately you look at those things, man. You look at my statements. I'm like, man, I might as well take it all out.
Right.
Because man, I hell with it. I paid a 10% penalty, you know, but I'm losing 50-60%.
Right. Right. I live in Chicago.
Okay.
So I live west of Chicago. I live about 50 miles west of Chicago.
Oh, so, okay.
So every time I and my place of business is in Chicago. So every time I go there, I got numerous people knocking on the door. Hey, could you give me a job? You know, and I want to go ahead and hire. Just about everybody knocks on the door. It's on the west side of Chicago. It's 95% black over there in the mm-hmm. area where my restaurant is.
Right.
And we can't do any business because the health department is giving us problems. Plus, the building inspectors were giving us problems. It's been like this for a long time because they're still doing work in and out of there. So it's rough, and I wouldn't mind trying to hire just about most of the people I've seen and talked to. I wouldn't mind trying to bring them in, because I see people hurting, and I know how it was before things got better for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it's sad. It's really sad, man. And I know one thing that started to tick me off was looking at how the Republicans are joining together just to go against Barack Obama. You know, they're coming up with these silly issues. I mean, one of the things they were talking about was the STD research or something like that.
Right, right.
I don't see why that's a bad thing not to have in a bill. I mean, like, you want to go ahead and stop sexually transmitted disease or control them as much as possible. That don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the other stuff they were talking about, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, in Chicago, the schools are terrible. You know, the buildings are falling apart. I mean, literally. And these buildings have been like this for years, 30 plus years. And they don't plan to be doing nothing. They don't want to try to help those people. But everything they keep trying to propose is to help the rich get richer. I mean, I don't know anybody. I mean, some of the people that I know, like in the area I got my business, and some of my relatives, I don't think none of them would go ahead and benefit from cutting the corporate tax rates or the capital gains tax. See what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So these are some of the stupid people I like to choke.
Well, yeah, that's true because, you know, I guess some people get it like that, but it's unbelievable how you can put in your mouth 5, 10, 15, 20, $50 million bonus. That's what I'm worth. And I got my boss telling me, hey, you make so-and-so. You make a lot of money. You know, I should get a lot more out of you. You know? And I'm saying, man, I'm underpaid. Don't you know that?
They ain't gonna see it like that. They gonna They gonna say, okay, we underpaid. Well, here, take this other stack of whatever, or go ahead and move these boxes or whatever. You go do some more work. You go ahead and earn your pay. You come up with something silly like that. Don't you see that?
Yeah, but you know, I'm trying to. The thing is, I'm trying to be recession proof as an entity, as a person.
How the hell do you do that?
Yeah.
That's a million-dollar question right there.
Yeah.
There's a way. There's a way. There are people doing quite well in the recession time. You know.
Give us
Wall
some
Street. Well, you got to get out there and make it happen. That's all I could tell you. You got to get out there and make it happen. You got to understand that people will always need certain things, will always be in need.
Yeah, because
you can always need a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna get a divorce, you could try to do it on your own. You know, you can always need medical services, dental services. you know, and those things are part of the stimulus package. You can always need education.
But by the time some people go ahead and finish college, you know, this recession might be over.
Well, because the recession is over, that's the time for you to prepare for the next one. You know, you got to always see. You know, I know recession is tight, because it caught a lot of people off guard. You know, one minute everything's going okay, then the next minute the president said, "Give me $750 billion or else." I'm like, damn. You know, so now everybody's scrambling because, you know, you can't get the things that you thought you could get, and the banks aren't loaning, therefore nobody's investing in businesses. So businesses aren't hiring, you know. So things aren't moving like we thought they were or they should be. But the fact of the matter is, because the recession is going on, you don't mean you got to be a part of it. You know, I know it's tight, you know, but That's the way I see it. You know, you got to make preparations for economic downturns.
Let me ask you a question. I don't want to be too rude here, but is this not a time to go ahead and start encouraging a lot of younger people, especially, to go ahead and stop thinking about getting a job, to go ahead and think about a business, to go ahead and feel the needs of the community, not just selling drugs or being hookers.
Right. Yeah, I hear you, Chef Rob. Yeah.
I mean, this is the time we should be encouraging a lot of people. Hey, look, we need this over here. Because in the area I live in, it's like a river that separates the town. And on the east side of the river, it's kind of rough over there. On the west side, it's different. I live on the west side. The houses over here cost a little bit more money than the houses on the east side of the river. And these people on the east side, this is where I see, that's where the unemployment office is that I drove by.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people over there having problems. I really think it's time to go ahead and start encouraging everybody to go ahead. Let's find a job, because look what happened to your job. Let's go ahead and fill in the needs of the community. What do you think about that?
I agree. Now's the best time than ever to start your own business, particularly when nobody is hiring, when you can't find a job. People have to find some type of way to sustain themselves. Now, you know, it is the best time to get involved and figure out what your community needs and to go after it. You know, I can't be, you know, specific because, you know, I'm not in a particular person's particular community. But I can say for me, knowing what I know now, because I, you know, when you get a good job and you're doing all right, you get comfortable. Some people say you get complacent. It's just that, you know, you think that the job gonna be there, and you worked hard, so now it's time to, you know, blow, you know, go on vacations and just sit back and relax and chill, not knowing that, you know, this ain't for you. You're not gonna be here 5-10 years. You know, you want to do more. You want to do better. You know, this is just something, you know, to try and square you away for retirement. You know, but you should be out trying to do your own thing too. And I sort of lost focus in that. You know, I lost focus big time because I was procrastinating, putting things behind, you know, because, I had a decent paying job. But
right
now I'm looking back on it 5 years later, I'm saying, man, I wasted a lot of time. I'm supposed to have my own thing up and going because I was supposed
right
to have done that on the side back then, you
right
know, and build it up so that now I could really have something, but, you know, I'm like, you know, a year getting this thing off the ground, you know, and I wish I had done it when times were going swell, like I said, 5 years ago. But, you know, it's rough, you know, but I think when you get into it, it's that lack of money, Chef, that brings about desperation. That's the evil, man, when you desperate. When you need things to come quick, you need things to come through that, you know, affects what your thinking. Whereas if you had, you know, did things right, put something on the side, socked away, you know, 6 months to a year of income, then you could relax and you can be more aggressive and your mind can be strictly on your business and not, you know, you so you know, desperate, so ready to get a fee. You know, like you said about your lawyer, you know, you paid him, now he, you know, he hanging up the phone. You know, he out of town.
He hanging up the phone, he going camping in the mountains in Montana in Tennessee, or he's skiing in Utah and stuff like that. Like, the hell do you go to work, motherfucker? When are you going to deal with my case, man? I need that.
Right.
No, I want to go ahead and expand my business. I don't, personally, like I said, personally, I feel that we need to stop looking at going ahead and get a job and filling those needs of the community. And there's a lot of need there. Because like I'm trying to tell you, where I live, I see things here. I walk down the street here, the busier streets, and I see stuff that I don't see on the west side of Chicago. I see three things over there. Three things. The churches, I see the liquor stores, and now I see all these places where they got ways so you can go ahead and get that quick cash.
Go ahead.
I don't understand how these people get in the neighborhood. And then for me being in the food business, I have to go ahead and get some of my products way outside that neighborhood. So the raw materials I need to go ahead and cook my foods. They don't have decent grocery stores or food stores in the area. These places are terrible. When I walk in the door, I took my brother and I, we went to one store in the neighborhood, and we were talking, and he wanted to just go ahead and get a bottle of wine while we sit inside my place and we talk about some things. I walked in the store, man, and I could smell the rotting meat.
Mm.
First walked into the place, and it was disgusting. It was disgusting. And these stores are not owned. They're not owned by blacks. They're owned by a lot of Arabs.
Right.
And I'm not understanding how they can get into these neighborhoods and prosper like this. I don't get it. I didn't go ahead and stay there, and then they go ahead and build up their store. And I know how they do it. And I wonder if you're aware of this. But I know that the Koreans have a system, and they gave it a name. They call it KYI, call it Kai, I believe it is. And
yeah.
So what they do is they put the money into a pot, they start a business, and then everybody works in that business. Then they take that money from that business, profits from that business, they'll create the same type of business somewhere else. And they do that, and they keep investing. Then they start putting it into the stock market, buying property, and this and that and this. And I know this firsthand because I saw this when I was going to business school. I used to go to San Diego State. I saw this going to school over there. And then here I met some Korean guys I got kind of close with, and they were explaining to me this is how they do it. And when they go here and they do that, they start to build, you know, that financial clout. And with that financial clout, they build political clout. So they can go ahead and influence the politicians to let in some of their relatives from Korea to bring them over here. I know an Indian guy, he said his family, his people he knows, they do the same thing.
Arabs do the same thing, yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure the Arabs are doing the same thing because most of these Arab-owned stores in the neighborhood, in the hood, a lot of these guys tell me they Palestinian. Now, I don't think they're going to be running back to Palestine, to Gaza or the West Bank. They're going to go here and stay here. And who knows what they're doing with that money when they go here and make that money. But they open up different shops. And I see that these Arab guys, they know each other on the street. They all live in another area in Chicago. They pretty much took over that area. They live over there in that area, and they take care of it well. I mean, the houses look nice. The streets are clean. They got, you know, everything is great over there. And everything you need, if you walk down that street, if you need shoes, computer parts, just about everything. They got everything on those different streets. I can't see any computer stores on the street that I'm on. I've never seen it, and that was part of my major. I was a business information decision systems major. I don't see any I have to go ahead and get my computer parts way out the neighborhood. I think we need to stop encouraging a lot of these people, a lot of young people, to go ahead and get jobs and try to encourage them to get businesses.
Think a part of the problem is that when you're in school, you know, just they don't really tell you to get jobs, or you might have one or two teachers that say get jobs, but more than anything, they're focused on the curriculum. They don't, you know, just take a day or, you know, have a bunch of business owners come in and just say, this is what you should do, this is, you know, what y'all need to do, And I mean, even I wish my mother would have taken time, you know, with me and said, you know, do this, do that. And instead, you know, it was just get a job. I mean, even when I was going to college, she was like, screw college, get a job. And, you know, it's just, or, you know, lots of times when people get 18, 19, 20, that's when people start saying, you know, yo, man, start a business. And, you know, when you're 18, 19, 20, you're really not thinking about that. You're not thinking about having to stay up late and, you know, dealing with lawyers and all. You, man, you're just like, man, look, just give me a job where I can just, you know, just pay rent and let that be it. So, I mean, it's kind of, everybody understands that, you know, starting a business for the most part is the way to go, and especially working together. But if that isn't collectively put into the consciousness starting from a very young age, then a lot of people really aren't hearing it.
Yeah, I agree. Getting a job and paying rent. Two things that are real messed up for us. Paying rent, not being an owner. Okay, not buying a property, not owning the property. Going ahead, getting a job and working for somebody. Those are two things that really hurt us. Really hurt us. That's sad, but that's the reality of it, and I don't think that we should be doing that. Get going ahead. I don't want to go ahead and be paying rent. I'm helping somebody else and go ahead and increase their equity.
Exactly.
I try to bring in a lot of, I try to talk to a lot of young men, try to go ahead and bring them into my spot. And the thing that bugs me about them is how do some of them I can reach, some of them are trying to do other things. But how do I go ahead and continue to reach them? Boy, I go ahead and I see them 2 or 3 days this week, and I don't see them no more. Next time I see them, it's a month or two later, and they still going ahead and out here, you know, selling drugs and stuff. So it's a kind of a crazy thing. That quick, sometimes that quick money ain't good money. Because one of my brothers found that out the hard way. He was going ahead and doing some, he had some illegal activities going and wound up going ahead and catching a federal case. But he got 5 years probation. I couldn't understand how you can go ahead and deal with 5 years probation, but he did it. He finished that up. But we got to go ahead and we got to do something. Got to do something. Black Achievement, you still there? I think I lost him. I had a question for him. So, Malika.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, I'll just call you Bob Stalker for a minute, okay?
You can do that.
That's fine. Oh.
I've been called worse.
You know, it was something that somebody put in the chat room. I was trying to go ahead and answer that question briefly. Let me see if I can find it.
You know, it's interesting that you made that comment just now about, you know, trying to, like, you know, straighten people and guide them and stuff. Because every now and again, you know, I'll be out and about. And I have a bunch of different friends, you know, from all over, all kinds of backgrounds and whatnot. And every now and again, you know, I'll meet a dude who's, like, you know, just straight out the streets. You know, he's been slinging dope, and that's all he's ever done, and that's all he ever plans to do. And he'll kind of look at me and he'll be like, man, Malika, you're the kind of woman that can change me. And I'm like, you really think I'm going to F my life up trying to fix you? You know, and I've heard that so many times, and especially once I had a child, you know, just hearing a bunch of guys be like, man, Malika, that should have been me. And I'm like, shoot, you think I'm going to be bailing you out every 2 weeks? You got me bent.
This is something that really kills me with a lot of these young guys going ahead and selling, you know, selling brown sugar or selling rocks or whatever. These guys, it's a business. And why can't you go ahead and use that business, in that business sense, you got to go ahead and sell drugs to go ahead and do something else? I keep putting that question to a lot of them, and I keep getting at them, yeah, man, it's just a little different. No, it ain't.
Once again, I think it's about the indoctrination, you know, because schools don't teach us that. Schools teach us that the only thing you can do is to work for somebody else, whereas the streets tell us the only thing you can do is to sling rocks. So, you know, there's really nothing telling us, or the only thing we see is, you know, you can work for somebody else and try to make it on minimum wage, or you can become a professional athlete, you can become a rapper, or you can sling dope. Those are your options, and it's effed up because Lord knows there are some days I'm just like, man, I wish I was a little more corrupt. I might just be all right.
How corrupt do you want to be?
I want to be corrupt enough to where this economy wouldn't be effing me up right now. I want to be corrupt enough to where I could say, okay, I'm going to have my bachelor's degree in May and not be thinking maybe I should just go on and get a damn master's degree because my bachelor's degree ain't worth snot.
Right.
So,
you know,
or I just want to marry a rich man, but whatever.
Just want to marry a rich man.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
What? I said it, yes.
That is not so. Bob, I guess she's going to cut you out in a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Right about now, I wouldn't mind marrying a rich man either. 6 months. We all got to consummate nothing, right?
Huh?
We all got to consummate nothing, right? We just get married and take half?
Shoot, it depends on who it is, you know? Some people may just want the company. I'm like, shoot, I'll make somebody laugh, you know? Shoot, that's all you want, somebody to make you laugh and lay with you at night? Shoot, I'll be that.
I'm like, that old man and Nicole Smith husband, he can't do nothing with nobody. That's not even. I'm doing that. Fuck it.
That was something else, man. That really threw me for a loop, man. She married this old dude that really couldn't do nothing else. I don't know about that. I thought about that too.
Marrying an old man.
I kind of agree with Bob. I marry an old man too. Hey, homie, you just don't touch me.
He can't do nothing to you anyway. Even if you did, he put him in a headlock once or twice, tell him you like it rough.
I want to wrestle this 90-year-old man. Give me the wallet. And hit him in the face and put him in a headlock.
Beat him with a diaper or something. He'll be scared of you. Who's he going to tell?
When I read what the topic was about, I had to call in simply because you talked about something that I'm just really, really passionate about.
What's that?
I would like to make it legal to beat people's asses.
I feel like this. If you I can only avoid you for so long, and your stupid ass is always in my way, I want either kick you in the back or go ahead and just choke the goddamn life out of you.
Now, see, choking, I'm all for. But, see, the thing is, everybody know at least one person that needs a ass beat.
I'm going to make you a judge and put you on the Supreme Court.
Huh?
I'm going to make you a judge and put you on the Supreme Court. I'm going to go ahead and campaign him because I think you need to be up there. That kind of logic.
I mean, like, and my thing is, you know, we need, because, you know, back in the day, if somebody did something stupid, you could beat their ass, and, you know, and they were man or woman enough to take their beating, and they just left it at that. But nowadays, when somebody gets their ass kicked for deserving it, all of a sudden they want to call the cops on the people that beat their behind. And I'm talking about, you know, people that do stuff like, you know, people that starve their kids or people that just talk a lot of stuff, or I want to say the other word, or, you know, people that do stuff like steal stuff out your house and then come knock on the door and be like, oh, I heard you got robbed. I had somebody do that to me before. The same person who robbed me came knocking on my door like, oh, I heard you got robbed. Yes, Negro. Yeah, you, the dude I saw wearing my clothes. Yes, you. So
yeah.
People like that. And
like
so I'm just
to
thinking.
America, my man trying to sell them his own toothbrushes.
That happened to one of my brothers, and it was his next-door neighbor who broke into his house, stole a lot of his clothes, stole his stereo and all his other stuff, and he walked up with one of my brother's leather jackets on and said, man, I heard somebody stole your stuff. Man, that's messed up. Oh, man, my brother, I was standing there. I could see my brother just, I know when he's getting pissed off. His face turned purple. And he just grabbed old boy and just started just wailing on him. And I ain't say nothing. I just looked around, make sure nobody else jumped in, because that boy needed his ass beat for that.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about.
You guys are raising some very interesting points, but I think it's important that I don't think just anybody could just beat anybody's ass. A lot of people will take advantage of that. You got to maybe it should be you have to like sue. You could sue somebody for an ass whooping. Like, you could say, look, you know.
Well, I was just saying, like, making a list. you know, just submitting a list, you know, or just put one person's name down and you like, this person talks too much. They need their ass kicked. Or,
that
you know,
if that list has to say, if everybody had that same name on the same on their list, okay, when we just go ahead and give like a town ass whooping, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and we need something that everybody can witness. So it be known that when you do stuff like you trying to sleep with your best friend, man or girl or whatever, you on the list.
You could do it like this would even be better, maybe. You could do it like you can file, like you file your taxes. You file at the end of the year. So at the end of the year, sometimes you got to get your ass kicked if you got too many, you know. I think you guys are on to something, really.
Do it on points. You got too many points at the end of the year. Well,
you
got to go ahead and get you in front of the city hall or in the park, and we kick the shit out of you.
Be talented.
You know what? You brought up something, man. The tax thing here. I know a lot of people that don't have kids. They got to pay taxes, and they paying for services that they don't even use.
Oh, tell me about it.
I think that's something else. I think this is the people who designed this tax thing for these kind of people. They need their asses kicked. They're looking for that tax money.
When I was in public school.
Well, the only reason I think the tax thing should apply for people that don't have kids is unless you went to a private school when you were a kid, you at some point benefited from somebody else's tax dollars. That is the only reason I think, you know, because I do agree with that to some degree, because when I didn't have a child, I was like, man, why I got to pay for all these little snot-nosed brats to skip class? But
yeah. Yeah, why you got to pay for these kids to go in and skip school? And then I see them, you know, the snow is melting around here. I live in Chicago. So I've seen so many kids I know should have been in school today, but since the snow is melting, they decided to get on their skateboards and ride their bikes all around and stuff and throwing a football and throwing it in my yard. And I wish I had a big dog because I would never let them get this around.
You a crotchety old man already. Check that out.
That's how they did me when I was a kid. I see why them old men used to be pissed off at them because they're climbing and you climb the yard, they destroy all the flowers and everything, even though I got snow. But I just don't want to see you jumping over my fence and ruining my fence all the time. Maybe I should hook it up to the light socket or something and get the shit zapped out of them every time they touch my fence.
You know, that's probably illegal. I could be wrong. But
stronger pot, man.
I don't know. Okay, well, I guess I get that that dog, a fur-coated razor blades, you know. That's why I get a meal ticket. Because I don't think you should be climbing in my yard. And then, I think it was like last year. There's a big tree in my yard. My next-door neighbor decided to go ahead and come in my yard. He decided to have like a little picnic in my yard with his family and his five kids, he and his wife. And his kids were jumping out in a tree and everything. And man, I woke up. It was early in the morning. It was like on a Saturday morning. So sometimes I got to work late. I had to work late. At that time, I had to work late Friday nights and do cooking for parties and stuff. And then Saturday mornings, I get up. And it was like about 8:30. And I can hear all these people. And I'm like, where is this party coming from? And they're out in my front yard. In my front yard, swinging around like monkeys and all this other stuff. And he and his wife. They're sitting there, and they had a blanket and all this other stuff. And they were like, I asked him, I said, hey, man, what are you guys doing? You know, we just decided to come over here. I said, don't you think you should have fucking asked me, man? He thought it was okay. You never asked me. You should have asked me. Now, all of y'all, get your shit and get out of here. And it was like 2 days later. One of his daughters brought me like a plate of cookies, and I'm saying to myself, like, I don't need this shit. I'm a chef. I can make better anyway. But I took them. I didn't say nothing. And this winter, I haven't had to shovel my snow at all. He's been cleaning out the snow in front of my yard. So I guess he's like trying to soften me up so they can go ahead and jump back in my yard again. These are some most stupid
ass. I'm going to nickname you Old Man Rob because that is the most evil thing I've heard in a long time.
In my yard,
Rap having fun. Y'all have fun somewhere else.
Hold on. He's got a house. He's got a house with like this big park in the back with all these swings and everything. I mean, I live on like a half acre lot here, and I just because I'm here, I'm here with my wife. But we don't have, like, little kids running around there. I mean, you guys got your little kids and you decide to come over next door because you don't want to mess up your grass? Come on now. That's not making me an old man. This is my property. This is where I live. And he should have knocked on my door and told me. That's just out and out disrespectful. Come on.
I would have done that, though. I would have asked, at least. Just because people are funny about their grass like that. You could get killed walking up in somebody's yard like that.
The thing about it bugged me even more. It didn't even bother me so much that he was over there. It's the part that bothered me is he didn't knock on the door, take the time to go in and say, hey, we're going to go over here and stay here and kick and have our picnic in your yard. You understand what I'm saying?
I do hear you. That I would have done at least.
Okay, see, he didn't spend that 2 minutes, whatever it would have took, to go ahead and knock on my door and say, hey, we're going to be here.
The best way to solve it, just while it having a party, go out and you mow your lawn. That's all you gotta do, man. Just mow your lawn butt naked. And if they still want to party, then you probably got a, got some weird neighbors, man.
Yeah, every time, and the guy is kind of strange. I think he's getting a disability or something, because when he was looking straight in my face, I know his nose was pointed to my face, but his eyes were like out there. I don't know what he was thinking. And I asked him, your kids are in the tree and everything. He said, oh, you don't want the kids in the tree? No, man, I don't want you in my yard. Period. There's a fence, okay? There's a large fence around my property, a large fence. And just like he has a large wooden fence around. You can't even see in his yard because I know he and his wife are back there. I seen them one day. They're back there naked in a jacuzzi. Which is kind of disgusting.
Hell, if I had one, I'd do it too. I would make it in the mama's jacuzzi.
I've never been in a jacuzzi before.
It's just, it's like Eddie Murphy said, you fart in the tub, that's all it is. But these
one long, continuous warm fart.
But these people live next door, and it's a fence around my property. And you got no, they went around the fence and came in my yard, and I'm saying to myself, like, oh my goodness. I was standing there. Dude, I got out of the bed and I heard this, and I was on my way to the bathroom. So if I had just went just straight from my bedroom to my front door, I'd have been in my birthday suit. Okay? So I tried to go ahead and maintain. I put on some pants, and then I came out there. You ain't got no business coming in my yard. You got no business coming in my yard, man. You live next door. Stay next door. But this winter, I haven't had to shovel snow. He's been out there with that snow blower. Every time the snow is out there, he's doing my driveway. He's trying to do my driveway. He opens the fence. He comes to my driveway and does the front and everything. I haven't do that. I haven't go ahead and shovel snow now this winter.
Well, please let him use your grass at least a couple times.
I've been looking into getting some kind of big ass dog, man.
So that man been shoveling your snow and you still keeping him out?
Yeah, ask me. Talk to me. I'm easy to talk to. He can go ahead and talk to me. He see me when I have parties. I'm like, hey, okay. I even had people when I first got him. I've been over here like 5 years. 5 years now. He's been seeing me for over 5 years. Hey, Dale, how you feel? He's been seeing me for over 5 years, but he never spoke to me. I have people when I have picnics, or I have people in my yard, we giving parties and doing barbecues. And I asked the kids, hey, do you guys want something? Because they're standing, they're on the fence. He's got like a trampoline close to the fence. And the kids are standing on the trampoline looking in the yard at all the people in my yard. I said, okay, then you can feed those guys over there. I got to get him something. And his wife just looks at me and cuts her eyes all the time. I'm like, okay, I deal with
that. Well, maybe they're kind of just of that thing where, you don't talk to folks you don't know. I mean, here in the South, we talk to everybody. But, they're kind of.
When I went to Mississippi, I was like, ooh, they keep speaking to me. The first thing I tried to go ahead and I did first I had to do a gut check. I'm like, and what is wrong with these people? Then I had to go ahead and check all my valuables. I had to see if I had my wallet and my phone and yada, yada, if I got money in my pocket, because for me, living in Chicago, if people speaking to you too much, they're going to have their hand in your pocket one way or another.
Wow.
I don't know. I try to trust a lot of people, but I don't know. Don't be speaking to me too much, man. I don't know what you want.
Yeah, I got Sam up in Jersey, and I'm used to it being like, you know, when you make eye contact with somebody, you say, hey, how you doing? That's just what we do. And when I go to Jersey, you know, I'll be like, hey, how you doing? And folks will look at me like, why is this bitch talking to me? And I'm like, I'm saying, hey, man, you ain't got to cut me. I'm just saying, hey. They don't like that.
I was like, okay, man, that's how, well, they were looking at you saying that, and that's how I was feeling. Hey, why are you speaking to me, you know? I kind of, you know, but this guy is one of those stupid people I want to choke. Because the only thing he asked me was, oh, you don't want the kids in your tree? You don't want the kids? I want you over here, period. You ain't got no business in my yard. You got a nice big yard. Man, you should see it. It's like a regular playground in this backyard. They got all of the swings, and they don't have like two swings. It's like about four of them, and then it got slides. It's like a big, almost like a big playground, like if you went to like a preschool.
My grandfather built all that in his backyard in the south. Got a big old backyard. There's no kids there.
Add them to the list of people to have their asses beat.
See that? Now you're understanding me, see? knowledge is talking about that, you know. Hope the fence didn't have spikes on it. Yeah, I should have put spikes on my fence. Should have put some Constantino wire, them razor wire on my fence. Don't come over here, man. You ain't got no business coming over here. You need to stay over there and stay and do what you got to do. I think my other neighbor, she called the police on me.
For what?
Yeah. Okay, I'm in between two morons. I just really, really put this all together. The other neighbor, as you come out my front door, the neighbor to the left of me, She used to speak, but now she just kind of looks at me and stares at me. I don't know why, but I think she called the police. One day, I was here alone, and they told me that we heard there were, like, screams coming out your house. You know, I'm like, what? Oh, man. We heard the music was too loud. I had the television on. And I had the television on mute. And they came to the house. They just told me, oh, well, we heard there was somebody over here screaming and all this other stuff. I said, no, it's not. Well, they told me to keep the music down. I said, what are you talking about, man? You know, the TV's on mute. And there had to be this lady next door because once when the police were there the whole time, she was just staring out the window. I don't know what her problem is. She's got some silliness going on. She's another one I want to choke. I don't like these kind of people like that. I speak to everybody. I'll be nice. But I got to draw the line. Dumb people need to be wiped off the planet.
So either your neighborhood is bad or people just don't like you as their neighbor.
They don't hardly see me. They barely see me. They see me coming and going. And
well,
like
what does your wife say to people when you ain't there?
Oh, my wife, she don't speak to nobody.
I am trying to figure out why your neighbors hate you.
My wife don't speak to nobody. She don't. She looks. You can say hi to her. She's the type of person you have to build a relationship with, okay? Because I had to chase her down. I actually threw a box at her when I first met her because I had to get her attention.
Y'all ended up married?
Yeah, well, it was that. It was because I didn't hit her. I just threw the box to go there. I said, hey, don't you hear me talking to you? I've been speaking to you for 2 weeks now. Hey, don't tell me. It worked for you. Somebody need to get your attention. They'll get your attention.
Throw a box at me?
It wasn't a real box. It was an empty box. You know, it was just a joke, really. And she know I'll just be playing with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, whatever works.
It worked. I've been married to her for a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been married to her for a while. You know, I've been knowing her, been together for a while. I haven't had to punch her in the mouth though.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah,
that's good
cool.
For marriage, not having to punch someone in the mouth. It's,
women are funny about stuff like that.
Yeah, you know that's the real stuff. She was married when I first met her. I think that's what made her not really talk to me. But the guy she was married to, he used to go ahead and abuse her, so.
Oh.
I don't like that kind of stuff either.
So now y'all live in a neighborhood where your neighbors don't speak to you. That's so cute.
Yeah, it's kind of good. kind of good.
Like, nobody touching y'all.
No,
That's good, though.
Don't come over here. But my wife, she will talk to you once I start putting that rum in her. You know, she starts to get, she gets real friendly then. Wow. Hey, how you doing? Hey. No way. Bob, when's your show?
7 minutes. I just planned it because this show's about to end, and I really like you guys. I don't wanna let you go.
Oh, that's Bob.
I'm gonna have to stalk you even more now.
I was kidding, but it sounded so good that I'm gonna just stick with it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
anyway. No, it starts at 7 minutes. I figured. I wasn't gonna do one earlier. But then I kind of got into something, and then I didn't get on. So then I came on, and I thought, you had a show, so I listened to your show. And I said, hey, why not? I just do one, and Malika's here, and Red King's here, and Dale's here. And I said, why not? I'll do a show. And
This is usually a good group. These are a good group. We got a guest in the room here. Is that a spy?
Probably.
Oh, man.
I hope so.
I think I'm going to start a show.
You should, because you have a lot of nice, intelligent things to say.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Oh, thank you.
But
that adds a lot of pressure now, doesn't it?
No pressure. Just be yourself.
No. Pressure. It has to be perfect. If your show's not perfect, I'll leave.
No, don't leave me.
I'll never come back.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing like a talk show type music type of format, but I really don't know what the hell I'll do. But.
Well, we should interview a celebrity. You know, that's what I want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would you want to interview?
I don't know anybody. You know what I really want to do? I want to interview the host on BTR. I want to like interview all of the controversial hosts on BTR.
Hey, Bob. You know, I was on one guy's show, and I was talking to him. I called in. He was talking about how your buddy, the black conservative, goes to other people's shows and asks them to come on his show so he can debate them. Now, you know black conservative's format. He don't want to. Once you start getting the best of him, he doesn't want to let you talk.
Absolutely.
But I had to call in and tell him. I said, I really think that's the waste of time to talk to this guy because what this guy. What is his name? I think his name was Squid. What is his name, Squid? He's got a show, it's Squid something.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was talking about the black conservative wanted to debate him on his show. I don't think that's a real good thing. That's not a good idea. You know,
on black conservative show, it's not a good idea, but if they could find, like, a moderator.
Black conservative won't come to no one else's show and debate.
No, he won't. He won't. Well, he used to come to Prince's show a few times. Prince and Cherie and Joe when they used to have their show.
Yeah.
He used to go there sometimes and he would debate and I heard him, you know, get in there with everybody. Because, you know, they had like a free form where it was like open mic. They'd have like six people on at the same time and they would just go at it. And they'd do it like all day. I loved it. I wish they still did it, but they, I don't know why they don't do it anymore. But he used to come on.
Cherie.
He came on. You see Cherie come on?
Yeah, she's on every. She's not doing a show, but she comes to other people's rooms and stuff, to other people's shows and stuff.
I never see them on that much, but when they used to do their show, he used to come on there sometimes, you know. And then, I invited him to come to, but he'll never do my show. Not in a million years.
You need to call in and go ahead and invite him and see if he come to your show.
There is no. Way. I've done that. There's no way in hell you would do my show. It's not even a thought.
You know, well, just for you, I'd do a sexual favor or two for him. So, you know. You could
really?
Wow. Offer that. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Do it for him. My wife ain't here. You can come over.
Yeah. That sounds great, man.
BC for a BJ. Ask him about it.
Oh, man.
You might have to. He might be a little into different things, you know.
Oh no! What do you mean?
I was like,
when a cowboy hat and when a football helmet and cowboy boots or something.
Yeah, you might have to beat him with a fish or something.
And he's got his baby diaper on.
Well, I did that last week. I can do that. That won't be a problem.
Really?
Oh, experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever it takes to get the job done, you know. As Bob Stalker, you know, I have to be willing to stick my neck out there on occasion for him.
I really want, you know what? Honestly, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't, okay, what is that, that guy in New York, the
funny
country cowboy, what is he?
Oh, Naked Cowboy, yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah, that guy's off the hook.
I see him
all the time walking around coked up.
Coked up?
He's a psychopath. And they like him. He's like the tourists, they love him. They like hug him and take pictures with him.
Yeah, I saw that too. I stood back in the distance. I was there, man. I saw him there. I'm like, what the heck? He was in Times Square, right?
Yeah, he's a loony. But look, I'm cutting out here so I could just call in the show, but check me out later.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there. Right. Thanks for showing up. I don't always
no problem,
there.
No problem.
Okay,
bye,
Malika.
See you there. All right.
I'm going to go over to Bob's show. We're going to continue this thing here. Just having a good time on a Friday night. I don't like to go out in the snow. It's snowing here. But I only got 20 seconds left in my show. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Thanks for the support. And I'll go ahead and put part of my stimulus check in your mailbox.